It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Yeah, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
Doing good. It's going to be a beautiful, hot day.
It is. Unfortunately, it might be raining a little on our 4th of July activities tomorrow. But
well, it was a beautiful weekend, too, yeah. So I fired up the smoker and did some meat, and tastes like freedom.
There you go. Well, you're working today?
Yep. Our office is open today. You know, but a lot of places aren't. They decided to make it a 4-day weekend.
And, right.
But, you know, we still got people in the courthouse working. So.
Okay, yeah, it's not an official day off or anything for that
one. Nope.
I think the post office is still delivering today. It's
yep.
But tomorrow, it's a different story.
Yep, tomorrow offices are closed because of the 4th of July.
All right.
And I really hope you play that Shooter Jennings song.
Which one?
The 4th of July.
Oh, the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Well, I got that. I've got, of course, we've got Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA. We had all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Good patriotic tunes.
I hope so.
We'll get them out. Don't worry. We
good
always
deal.
Do. Let's salute a veteran, shall we?
Well, of course. Today we're saluting Tech 5, Robert N. Schulke. Robert was born on June 8th, 1923 in Bellingham and passed away on July 1st, 1993. He entered active duty in the United States Army on November 17th, 1944 at Fort Snelling, Minnesota. Honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on August 17th, 1946 at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was a rifleman with headquarters company of 3rd Infantry Division, spent 1 year, 3 months, and 26 days overseas in Europe during World War II. Some medals and ribbons that he earned, he was a sharpshooter with the M1 rifle, World War II Victory Medal, Army of Occupation Medal for Germany, European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, and 2 overseas service bars and a lapel button. So we thank you, Robert, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right, especially we think about our veterans as we celebrate our independence.
Absolutely.
They had an awful lot to do with bringing that, keeping us free.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's get to the topic at hand today, and that is... I've got some more survivors of the veterans eligible for PACT Act benefits, which we've talked about before.
Yeah, we normally talk about veterans benefits, but now we're talking about some survivor benefits for widows and family members of deceased veterans. The VA sent out a press release on June 9th, which makes survivors aware of potential benefits available to them under the PACT Act. PACT Act, which we've covered many times on here, passed in August of 2022, expands veterans' eligibility to benefits based on the addition of new presumptive conditions and toxic exposure locations. Presumptive conditions are one VA assumes are related to military service, therefore making it easier for veterans to connect certain conditions to their military service, and as a result, more survivors are eligible for benefits than ever before. Qualifying family members may be eligible to receive what we call a DIC, Dependency and Indemnity Compensation. It's a monthly payment provided to the surviving spouse, dependent child, or dependent parent of a veteran who died from a service-connected disability. To be eligible as a surviving spouse, the survivor must have lived with a veteran without a break until the veteran's death, or if they were separated, the survivor was not at fault for the separation. I have no idea how that's determined. Additionally, the survivor must have been married to the veteran within 15 years of discharge from the period of military service during which the qualifying illness or injury started or worsened, or were married to the veteran for at least 1 year or had a child with the veteran. Surviving spouses who have remarried may also be eligible. A surviving child is eligible if they are not married, are not included on the surviving spouse's compensation, and are under the age of 18, under the age of 23 if they're attending school. Children adopted out of the veteran's family may also be eligible. A surviving parent is eligible if they are the biological, adoptive, or foster parent of the veteran and have income below a certain amount. Surviving spouses and children applying for first time must submit application for DIC, survivor's pension, and or accrued benefits, which is the VA form 21P-534EZ.
Easy, and that's what they all say.
That's what they all say, but Better to have me help you with it.
There
or,
you go.
Or a,
it's
or,
like those easy tax forms.
Yeah, there's nothing easy,
nothing
about,
easy
them.
About them.
No.
Right.
Surviving spouses and children requesting reevaluation of a previously denied claim must select the option under question 7A, which states DIC due to claimant election of a reevaluation of a previously denied claim based on expanded eligibility under Public Law 117-168, also known as the PACT Act. Survivors may also request reevaluation of a previously denied PACT Act DIC claim by submitting a decision review request supplemental claim, which is the VA Form 21-0995. If a survivor is claiming DIC based on the PACT Act, it must be clearly stated on the application. Again, have me or some other service officer help you with that. That's what we're here for.
That's right.
What we get paid for. That's what we're good at.
And it'll make your life easier.
That's right. Documents can be submitted by mail, in person at a VA regional office, or electronically. Electronic submission is recommended via quick submit, as this is the fastest method of receipt. Again, have me do it. I can directly upload it to the right people and make sure it gets in their hands quickly. More information regarding DIC for spouses, dependents, and parents, you can go to va.gov/disability/dependency-indemnity-compensation. You can go to the PACT Act website at va.gov/PACT. Survivors of veterans whose death may have been related to conditions presumptive to toxic exposures from service should contact my office for more information. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I left that out for you today.
You did. You're so nice.
You forgot.
Yeah. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. But, when you call the Veterans Linkage Line, they're going to say, contact your veteran service officer.
So I'll call you first, probably.
Probably. That would skip a step. So, yeah.
Save you some time.
Yep. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, but we will be closed tomorrow because it's July 4th and celebrating our independence. But you can reach us by phone at 598-3445, and we're in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as you like to call
it. Garden level, yeah. It's nice and green now.
Yeah, we got a tiny, tiny, tiny shot of rain yesterday.
Probably more tomorrow. Bigger shot.
Yeah. My lawn needs it. Yep. I think the crops need it. I think everything needs it.
Yep. Nobody's complaining, I don't think.
That's right. So,
all right.
Everybody have a safe and happy 4th of July and, grills to meat and fireworks if it's legal. If it's legal.
If it's legal, yes.
I'm not advocating.
Plus, of course, our signal does get into South Dakota, so you can use a little bigger ones over there.
Yep.
So everybody have a great 4th.
That's right.
All right, Josh, we'll see you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Veteran Service Officer, with us this morning on Q92, Vets Info on the Air.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lackawanna County Post 1656, and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.